It was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome to this edition of Old Kentucky Tales, the only podcast that solemnly swears that none of its participants have fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state or out of it. Today's title is Don't Have a Cow, Paducah, unless you vote for it. I'm your host, Brent Taylor, Assistant Professor of History at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, and with me is the man who watches people as they face America's greatest fear right in front of him. He is an Associate Professor of Communication at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, Jason Donner.
Good to be here with you again, Brent.
You did see that's America's favorite or worst fear, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People just absolutely sweat the idea of being in front of an audience. Yeah, especially when you're 18 years old.
And you're being graded.
And you're in front of your peers. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, that is your lot in life.
You're right. It is fun to watch.
In this episode of Old Kentucky Tales, we will look at turkeys in the streets and turkey bills in the Capitol in our yesterday's news segment. And for our main event, we will examine Paducah's controversial cow election. And along the way, don't forget to support the fake history sponsors who support Old Kentucky Tales. Yesterday's news. I guess it was a slow news day, but turkeys take to Paducah streets is the headline.
So turkeys were just kind of wandering around. We had wild turkeys on the streets of Paducah right now.
Or at least in the regional area, we've got turkeys running around.
Okay.
I've seen them out my way for sure, West Paducah. And is in that, a slow news day.
Go ahead. Does that normally happen in springtime? Aren't they just out there, you know?
I guess it does. I know the deer have been active. I guess it's just a natural cycle kind of thing.
They're just more hilarious bird to run into.
They are kind of neat.
It's a turkey. It's a funny animal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're a little slow, but they're big. You can see them. They can get out of the way. But since that's the news that we've got to deal with, I looked back and I could see that in our state legislature, the General Assembly, we've got something kind of special here in Kentucky. Around the nation, they call it pork, but in Kentucky, they call it turkey bills.
Why is that?
I don't know the origin of it.
Well, turkey's kind of something that's bad or silly or...
Silly, that's it.
Yeah, it's just not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't respect it.
Right. You call somebody a turkey, it means they're sort of silly.
Yeah, you're acting silly, you turkey.
That's right. So these are turkey bills. You're going to be a turkey. You slip the pork into the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so one time in 1972, we actually had a guy who knew one of these turkey bills was coming and released a live turkey onto the House floor.
Yeah. So it was, I guess it was a congressman, right? It was a
state legislator. Rep. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. The funny part about that was, though, they had done things like this before. They called them turkey bills, and what you were supposed to do is, if you knew it was a turkey bill and you disagreed with it, you were supposed to yell out, gobble, gobble,
of course,
as they're presenting the bill.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he took it one step just a little farther and said, okay, I'm going to bring in the live turkey.
So this was like, this is probably a big deal for a while. It was on the news, maybe?
You know, I don't know exactly how
big newspaper,
it was.
Surely it got this state representative in the newspaper.
I imagine it did. It's a little bit lower profile than you would expect. It's not like the meat shower where there's all these T-shirts and cult things going on around it. But I think this could be one of those cult things. If people are listening out there, maybe they can start printing up the T-shirts.
I actually think it's kind of neat when an elected person will go out on a limb like this, do something a little...
Yeah.
Silly, I guess, but also makes his point.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was about. And I don't think we'll have to hope that no turkeys were hurt in the making of that segment. But we've already got a pause for a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
Is your appetite poor? You need a tonic, something that will brace you up and make life worth living. Good beer is an appetizer. Rightly brewed and properly aged, there's nothing equal to Belvedere, the master brew. It will tone up your general health, give you an appetite like a lion, make you feel frisky as a young colt, put you in perfect trim for work or recreation, all because it's made from pure malt and hops, with brains to use in the brewing. Ask for Belvedere, the master brew. Paducah Brewery Company, Paducah, Kentucky.
Well, that wasn't actual brains. That's... Like, they just meant smarts, right? We're going to put our thoughts into this brain.
I'm not 100% sure
about
that,
and
Jason.
Whose brains would those have been?
Brains are something that we eat. So
no, Brent, the brains are something you eat. The rest of us wonder.
Yeah, I am not sure. It does not really specify. So
okay,
it could be smart beer. It could be brainy beer.
Yeah.
Literally brainy beer.
Did they really think that beer would make you perfect for work or...
Beer
at
was
the
surprisingly
top of your
common.
Game. It's depressing. It's a depressant.
It is, but it was surprisingly common. Alcohol, especially if you go back farther than this to the 19th century, mm-hmm. it's totally normal, totally legitimate to drink at work.
Okay.
People take whiskey breaks. People start the day with whiskey.
Yeah.
People, if you can't go to sleep, it's not warm milk, it's whiskey.
Right. So, I suppose, too, it was maybe... It just made people happier. I mean, I guess that would be an improvement, too, on your day or your disposition.
Maybe. The thing that, besides the brains, that caught my attention, though, was perfect trim. And I have never associated beer with perfect trim. Mm-hmm. But...
Oh, yeah, you're in the pink. That's another way to put that, right?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
But anyway...
That's a saying.
Master brew. It's going to get you everything you need to do. It's a tonic. That's making health claims. If you see that word tonic there, they are claiming that this is for your health.
Yeah, that's kind of the word that we associate maybe with that period of time. Not with beer, but also just these medicines that people concocted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the medicines. But the drinks claim to be it. Beer claims to be that. Mm-hmm. The Coca-Cola claims to be that.
Yeah, right.
All of them did it back then. They're making a health claim. If you see that word tonic, it is indeed a health claim. And now on to our main event. That is the cow election. So when I say cow election, what comes to mind?
The cows?
Right. I mean,
cows running for office? That didn't really happen.
No.
This is a clever way to put it.
In this case, the people in office are running from the cows.
Okay. So we're voting about cows.
We're voting about cows. This is the turn of the 20th century. So what's happening is... We're trying to make a decision about, are we going to be a modern, urban, micropolitan, or are we going to be something else? Are we going to be like a country town?
We're going to have cows.
Yeah.
Right.
And see, things that used to be normal, too.
Yeah.
Because the cows just sort of roam around. They do their thing. Everybody expects it.
Are these like the people's little personal cows that they have on their little mini farms at their house?
Yeah.
Who are these? What are these cows doing? Just roaming around.
They're part of life back then. We're still really rural.
Yeah.
We're still really agricultural. In fact, nationwide, more people in this era still live in the countryside than live in cities.
Mm-hmm.
So we're living an agricultural rural existence. Cows are part of that. But horses are part of that. You transport yourself by
horse.
That's
true. That's true. And they would have to deal with the horses no matter what.
Sure you
would. But this is in the city, however big it was, of Paducah at the time.
Yeah, yeah. But they're struggling with that. And they're mm-hmm. saying, okay, well, maybe this is the time to get rid of the cows. Because as you know, today we have an ordinance against that. I could not just simply put a cow in my yard, even if it's fenced in, inside the city of Paducah.
Yeah, I've wondered about that. I've had people ask me that. Is it okay if I own a chicken? Can you own a chicken in the city of Paducah?
Are also against the ordinances.
Right.
I read that, and they were pretty comprehensive about what kinds of animals, and even like trucks full of animals and where they can be and what they're doing.
Okay.
I don't know why I read the city ordinances, but I did.
Because they're fascinating.
Maybe
anything
that was
about
it.
Chickens.
Maybe that was it. But in this case, we're trying to decide, do we get rid of the cows? Should they stay or should they go?
And okay, so the cows are roaming around,
and
some people are sick of it. So they have a vote to decide what we're going to do.
Yeah, and this is actually a kind of a cowardly vote because the city commission did not want to go on record with this one. So they took the coward's way out and they said, okay, this is too toxic. I cannot touch this. This might be the third rail for the next election or something. This might be the thing that gets me zapped.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is we're going to put this out in front of the people. We'll let the people decide. Then at that point, we can take care of any ordinances that need to be written.
Right.
So they did that.
Uh-huh. And the cowardly business, you're trying to slip that past us, right?
No.
Did you think I didn't notice cowardly?
Yeah, you saw what happened there, didn't you? But
so what happened with the vote?
Well, before the vote happened, they were pretty sure it was going to pass, that we were going to get rid of the cows. Actually, a no vote would be the positive vote in this case if you're anti-cow. And so that's what we wanted.
Down with cows.
Down with cows. Okay. And so you're voting no on cows.
Right.
And even the way they worded the question kind of suggests that too. The paper was on board with this. The paper supported it. It had the full endorsement of the Paducah Sun Democrat back then. And so time comes to have the vote. And it was another one of these cases where we thought the vote was going to happen one way.
Right.
And it turned out the exact opposite. They thought they had it in the bag, but they really did not. And in the end, the paper reports, the vote at yesterday's cow election was small, and the result was, are you in favor of cattle running at large? Yes, 985. No, 669. Majority in favor.
It lost, or the cows won.
The cows won. The anti-cow people lost.
That had to be like certain pockets too, like maybe more business areas probably voted against the cows. And then as the further you went out, they're going to vote for the cows.
The record does bear that out.
Okay.
If you look in there, they have the results by precinct. Most of the precincts are not close. Most of them are either overwhelmingly in favor of getting rid of the cows or overwhelmingly in favor of keeping the cows.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of small exceptions to that. But
well, I'm looking at this list of precinct names. What are these? These are locations, right? These are where you could go vote. Are these stores?
It looks like they are. Yeah, they're going to be public areas and things. We've got a couple of courthouses that are involved here. Mm-hmm. And then a couple
like
of stores Globbers, and things.
Chalks, Kirkpatrick's. Those sound like a mercantile or something.
Yeah. They appear to be that way. Because they're certainly not the neighborhoods that we know today or the areas in town that we know today. But it was, again, a long time ago.
Oh, sure. They just put it where it was convenient, where it made sense.
Yeah.
People knew what Kirkpatrick's was to go vote.
Sure. And they're going to be, there'll be the polling places and things like that, it seems like. So in the aftermath of this, the people who were so sure about it, because, see, they had tied this into being something called progressive.
Right.
And at the turn of the 20th century, if you're progressive, you're on the cutting edge, you're moving forward, you're doing all the things that you need to do to go in boldly into the future where and leave all this agricultural kind of hillbilly stuff behind. And farm stuff behind. We don't want that.
I think that probably happened a lot, too, in those days when you had a small town wanting to grow into a more sophisticated town as they saw it.
That's the core of this battle.
Right.
And they put it that way almost in those exact terms.
Mm-hmm.
Almost in those exact same terms. But I think it's kind of funny, the sour grapes and the bitterness after this, because now it's time to come out and say, well, we lost the election, folks.
I guess the cows just roamed free for a while longer.
Quite a while, yeah. So they said here, and we're going to have some blame. The vote on the cow election yesterday was light. So that's for saying, okay, the voter turnout got us.
Right.
We're already making the excuses. And it is not admitted anymore now that cows should run at large inside the limits of a city of over 20,000 people, or that the majority is in favor of permitting them to run at large than it was before the vote. We don't believe the results. I don't know how we're going to explain it, but we just don't believe the results.
We're just not going to accept it.
Yeah, no. We're still right.
Well, it's pretty low. I mean, it's 1,500 votes out of 20,000 people.
Yeah, and that is light turnout.
Yeah.
I suppose everybody had better things to do that day than to vote on this cow situation.
Yeah. Those are the results. You have to live with it.
Yeah. And see, they say that too. The people who own cows and want them to roam about the city naturally turned out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 1,500. They're the cow owners, it says.
Well, that's actually a good point. The people that the change would have affected negatively, in their opinion, they're going to be motivated to vote. Yeah.
Yeah. The Sun has fought for a cow law for several years. Not that it desired to impose a hardship on those who have cows.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tip our hat to them. But because it believed that to keep cows up is best for the city and a majority of the people. Those who think cows look better on the streets, in the vacant lots, and in other people's yards are entitled to their opinion. And if they think it is an evidence of progress and contributes to the beauty of the city, you know, cows dotting the countryside
and the
city streets.
It makes it more pastoral.
Or for the comfort of the people, then they should continue blissfully on in that belief. There was never any excuse for a vote on the question, except that we have a set of lawmakers who do not seem to know straight up and could not decide a simple question of whether or not the streets, alleys, and private residence yards should be made public pastures. So now we're going to blame the city council, too. If only they had the guts to do the progressive modern thing, then we wouldn't have had to go through this.
All we want you to do is keep your cows on your property.
Yeah, that's kind of what it said.
Yeah.
But, you know, pastoral kind of tradition says they roam around a little bit. It's kind of like if you live out in the country, dogs run around.
It's part of it. It's just part of choosing to live that way.
Yeah, the cats. I know my cat makes frequent trips over to the neighbor, and there's really not a lot we can do about it.
But a cow, Brent, a cow is so much more destructive.
They are bigger.
We don't even have to explain it all, but they're bigger. They're bigger animals.
You're looking at a 1,000-pound creature.
It is like a car just walking around.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely true. But they lost that particular election on that particular day, and they had to then live with the results. But we got to pay some more bills.
Oh, right.
And so when we go to pay the bills, we see here that you can avoid the so-called influenza by taking chiropractic adjustments. When you have a pain, soreness between shoulders, that is the time to call a chiropractor. He will remove the cause, which will check your troubles at once, the same as others have done. No cases reach pneumonia under chiropractic spinal adjustments. Did you know that? That if you go to the chiropractor, you can totally avoid the flu?
No. I still don't know that.
I don't think I know that either.
They must have thought it for some reason. Or they felt that pain, a soreness between their shoulders, right?
Yeah,
Indicating signs of influenza?
I guess, like,
how is
maybe breathing pain.
Right.
Which, you know, your lungs are internal. Maybe you can feel it in your back some.
Yeah, sure. But if it's in there, it's in there. He's not going to massage it out of there.
He says he can.
Yeah. Well, it's the so-called influenza.
Yeah. Well, I guess we shouldn't criticize our sponsors so heavily, but I just really don't believe this guy. And you know what, though, Jason? Now we have turned to the final page of this chapter.
Oh, you're not going to ask me about final thoughts.
Oh, final thoughts? You have some of those?
I never pre-think those, by the way. That's why I'm so stumbly.
Well, what are they?
Got to be the cows.
The cows. What do you think about them?
Cows generally speaking, they're big, lovable, delicious things.
But should they be roaming around town?
No.
Should we repeal
not.
Those ordinances?
Of course. No.
Because
no.
You can use history to go back and say, hey, we lived like that.
Yeah.
We can live like that again, baby.
Well, you could make that argument that I have a right to put a chicken on my land if I want to, or in my apartment, or in my condo.
Sure, you could.
Organic eggs and the like.
Hey, that's all the new rage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be progressive again
and
start having these free range. Animals wandering around.
Yeah, it's a little progressive. It is open-minded.
It would be. It would be so progressive that you wouldn't even believe it.
And you wouldn't want to walk around down here.
That might be the one big drawback.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hire some extra street sweepers. But now we have actually, for real, turned to the final page of this chapter. But not to worry. Are you feeling okay, though, about that?
How do I feel? I'm feeling pretty good about it. Yep.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm feeling good right now. Keep it going.
All right. Well, anyway.
Or put an end to it.
We put it out of its misery.
Yeah.
Like the cows themselves. We'll be back when Back in the Day is new, and we'll have more old Kentucky tales for you. Special thanks to our sound engineer, Todd Birdsong, the Paducah School of Art and Design, WKMS,
yeah,
and the rest is history.